Sounds like we've got a good weekend coming up weather-wise, and we'll be looking to the skies and seeing the balloons.
Yes, we will. It is the 43rd annual tradition of hot air balloons on Labor Day weekend in Colorado Springs. It's Labor Day liftoff, and joining us is one of the managing members, Hop at Bubble Productions, and he kind of knows a thing or two about balloons. Scott Appleman joins us. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. Thank you for having us on the air today.
Well, I'm so excited. And Scott, like I said, you know a thing or two about balloons. This is not the only hot air balloon event that you guys manage.
No. We've been doing this for almost 40 years now. So this one here is a fun one, though. We have a great time with it. I think this one's different because of all the community support, whether it be from citizens or from the city of Colorado Springs. And it's coming together great for this year, and we're very excited about this year.
So let's talk about this year, because if folks don't know, there's a launch every Saturday, Sunday, and Monday morning, right? And then there's balloon glows as well. That's just some of what's going on this weekend.
Correct. Yeah. Saturday, Sunday, Monday morning, park opens at about 5:30. It's free admission. There's no admission. There's a small charge for parking, anywhere from $4 to $10. You can go on to Labor Day Liftoff and see where those parking locations are on our website. In the morning, Saturday and Sunday morning, we have the Air Force Academy Wings of Blue jumping in at about 9 o'clock, and that's always a huge crowd favorite. It's very, very exciting. We've got the Dunkin' Donuts donut eating contest, so when you're done watching people jumping out of the sky, you can eat some donuts.
And, that's awesome.
We have axe throwing this year. It's something different. Of course, the kids always love the kids zone that's up on the south side of the hill here on the field at Memorial Park. In the evenings, we've expanded our hours and added more entertainment and tried to make it, we're actually calling it happy hour.
Oh, so fun.
The field opens, yeah. And at 4 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday evening, the field opens. There will be discounts from all the vendors on the field between 4 and 5 o'clock. At 5 o'clock, we have our first entertainment, Sugar Bear and the Showtime Band. Sorry, I had a senior moment there for a second.
You're fine.
Just a few things going on today.
I was going to say, there's just a little bit going on, Scott. That's all.
I get one of those every now and then, too.
Yeah. Let's see. So Sugar Bear and them will be playing from 5 to 7 o'clock. Then we got, of course, the favorite Balloon Glow. That'll take place from 7 to 8 o'clock. And then after the balloon glow, we have Martini Shot playing until 10 o'clock with everything open on the field. And the evenings always turn out to be great. Lots of folks show up. We've got the beer gardens. Another thing we're adding this year is we have a mimosa garden for the morning.
I heard about that.
You want, come on out. Yeah. So you might as well have a good time while you're out here. But, we're very excited about this year. Weather's we're very optimistic with. And, it's Colorado Springs. We'll just wait a minute and see what changes there on that.
I was going to say, Scott, and for those that aren't familiar with, the Labor Day liftoff and how the procedure works, for just give us a quick overview for folks that don't know. Of course, it is all about the weather. And also looking at Pikes Peak plays a part in that too, doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly does. It's a very dynamic up here flying. Like I said, I've flown for almost 40 years. And sometimes the weather on the ground will look beautiful and stuff like that, but there could be wind shears and things like that up in the air, which is the type of stuff that we want to avoid in hot air ballooning. And that's really as a result of Pikes Peak being on the west side of the city here. The mornings, the briefing starts 6:15 in the morning, 7 a.m. launches with the national anthem and the balloon of the day. And basically from about 7 to 10 o'clock in the morning, there's all types of activities happening on in the field. And then the field kind of, I'm not going to say officially closes, but there's just not a lot going on. And then reopens up at 4 o'clock, running till about 10 o'clock with, kids' play zone, food, balloons, music, entertainment, beer gardens, mimosa gardens, shopping, arts and crafts. We have over 60 vendors out here this year.
Wow.
And, it's there's a lot to do out here. And, really, we just want to say thank you to the community of Colorado Springs, the city, the police department, fire department, EMS, everybody. They're just great to work with, and everybody wants to make this happen, and it's real joy working with a group of people that want to do that.
Well, we are so excited for this weekend, Scott. It is going to be a full weekend of fun. Tell everybody where they can go to get more info about all the events, times, and like you mentioned, there's parking places, info. Where can they go to get, all that info for this weekend?
The website, Colorado Springs Labor Day Liftoff, .com, will be updated live if there's any type of weather issues. All parking information, hours, schedules, balloons, all that type of stuff is listed on there. And like I said, we will have live updates going on during the events. If there's, any issues or anything like that, weather-wise and stuff, to try to communicate to the public, what's going on.
Perfect. It's going to be a fantastic weekend. Scott, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us this morning. We know you're really busy.
No problem. Thank you for the opportunity. We look forward to seeing everybody out here this weekend.
Perfect. Scott Appelman, thank you so much. Labor Day liftoff. It's going to be a great weekend.
7:42 on KRDO's Morning News.